It doesn't take an extraordinary experience to make health feel like an extraordinary blessing. Even the smallest, most ordinary moments are sacred. It's Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Well, today we're talking about pelvic organ prolapse. My guest is Dr. Theodore Benderev. He's a board-certified urologist at Mission Hospital with a board subspecialty in female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgery. Welcome to the show, Dr. Benderev. So let's start with, what is pelvic organ prolapse? Give us a little bit of an overview.
Well, pelvic organ prolapse is a general term for one of the sections of the vagina to have lost support and to be protruding from the vaginal opening.
Wow. So, okay. So it really is something you can actually see when you've got it.
Not only can you see it, they can feel it as it works its way out. And, of course, there are different grades. So the lower grades are within the vagina, so the doctor may notice it if they go in for a regular checkup. But later in the higher stages, it actually sticks out with exertion, if they've been standing more of the day. And in the most severe cases, everything is turned inside out as if you've taken a sock and pulled it all the way out, so that even the intestines and the bladder and the uterus can be actually outside of the body.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Now, is this a very serious condition? Let's start with right there and then talk about, what might cause it.
Well, it's serious in the sense that in the worst case scenario, you can actually have a blockage of the tube up to the kidney, or it can be associated with infections, bladder infections, because the bladder gets kinked off and can't empty, or they can have difficulty with bowel movements. So it's not life-threatening generally, but it's something that needs management, and there are a number of different ways, from conservative all the way into surgical.
What causes this to happen?
Childbirth, generally. Again, this small opening that this large baby has to go through, there are changes that occur. There's a stretching of the tissues, and sometimes when the stretching goes beyond the breaking point, the vagina loses its support, its support structures. There are actually ligaments that hold the vagina in place, and they can break, and it's sort of one breaking after another, allowing the vagina to come down.
Okay, so this is the main cause. Are there certain other things, behavioral, maybe being obese or sitting on the toilet a very long time, constipation, any of these other things that maybe we can control? Because, we're going to have a baby maybe, and so that's sort of out of your control.
Right, anything that puts additional pressure down there, like extra weight like you're talking about, or if the person bears down, is constipated and has to bear down. They even found in female paratroopers that, the shock of striking the ground was associated with increased rates of prolapse.
Wow. So, okay, then what? You go see your doctor if you have feelings like this, if you see something, if you feel like something is coming out of your vagina, would you feel it?
Generally, we don't even start treating it until there's actually a protrusion. So the woman, when she's wiping herself, she may notice that there's something like a ball, a smooth ball, that's protruding from the vaginal opening or separating the labia. And that could be either the bladder or the rectum that they're feeling. And then in more severe cases, as they go on during the day when they've been standing for a long time, it actually bulges out even more, so it looks like a ball. And once they get to that point, they should really see their physician about that.
So then what would you do? Someone comes to you at Mission Hospital and they've got a pelvic organ prolapse and, it's becoming something larger than it started out to be. What do you do about it?
Well, I'm very conservative, because you can always go to surgery. You can't come back from surgery. And while we have really good results here, there's always a chance for a problem with surgery. So we try to do things that avoid surgery. And so generally what we'll teach patients is how they can actually hold the organ back in place with something called a pessary, which is a small ring that goes in the vagina. So it's somewhat like a diaphragm. And And then it's also been shown that in some cases, even Kegel exercises where they strengthen the pelvic muscles can actually cause a reduction of the prolapse.
I mean, the message right there is women really, we think about exercising the rest of our body, Dr. Benderev, but we don't always think about really doing those Kegel exercises. And it's something that we can do all the time while you're driving, while you're sitting at work, really anytime, and getting really good at it, getting good, strong pelvic floor muscles is going to help with all of these kinds of things, correct?
Exactly. And they can actually do it earlier before there's a problem. These Kegel exercises have been shown to reduce the chance of urinary incontinence, of pelvic prolapse. It improves the tone down there, so sexual function is improved as well. And so it is a good thing to do. It's a safe thing to do. It's a simple thing to do.
It is, and you can even do a Kegel exercise with a graduated progression. They have cones and weighted cones and things you can use that way. True, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So then when surgery is required, what's involved?
Well, it depends on the grade and what we call compartment. In other words, what portion of the vagina is prolapsing down? Is it the urethra, the tube from the bladder to the outside that's associated with incontinence? Then we put a sling in place. If it's the bladder, then we put the bladder. These are essentially hernias. So we put the bladder back into position. We close the tissue over top. If it's the rectum, we can close, you know, put the rectum back into position, and usually just closing the natural tissue, bringing it back together, will fix that. Of course, you have to open the vaginal wall to do that, but these are frequently outpatient procedures. In the most severe cases, when the whole vagina is coming out, you have to attach the vagina at the very top, and there are different ways of doing that. You can do it from the inside, from within the vagina, or you can do it from within the abdomen. So there are different ways, and it depends. You know, again, you have to look at all the different compartments to see which way is the best way to do that. Occasionally, we will also recommend that the uterus be removed, but in many cases now, you don't need to remove the uterus.
So that was my next question, Dr. Benderev, was, is a hysterectomy sometimes what's required, or if they've already had a hysterectomy, then this is not really going to be too much of an issue?
What's interesting, it used to be that we took the uterus out. I'm a urologist, but in the past, the uterus was removed by gynecologists in the hope that it would actually reduce the chance for prolapse. As it turns out, it actually contributed toward prolapse because the support structures for the vagina were disrupted. So the nice thing is now that we don't need to remove the uterus if the woman has the uterus. Now, sometimes she chooses to do it, or maybe there's another reason to have it removed. For example, she's had some bleeding from the vagina, or maybe there's been some atypical cells that have been taken from the area that raise the risk of cancer so that the uterus would be removed. But we have a lot of options now that we didn't have beforehand, and it really is much less invasive. It's rare that we have to make an open incision in the abdomen to go in like we used to, where the patient was in the hospital for several days and then, you know, required 6 weeks of, reduced activities.
Is there a possibility that surgery in one part of your pelvis can make a prolapse in another part worse?
Very good question. That's true, because it's a general problem, and some parts may be weaker than the others. So if you strengthen, let's say the bladder is coming down, you fix the bladder. Now every time the woman coughs or bears down or is doing some form of exercise, the pressures are transmitted to a different area of the vagina that's weak but wasn't apparent beforehand, and it can make it worse. So we actually evaluate that during the course of the in the course of evaluation when the patient comes in to see which compartment should be done. And sometimes we'll actually repair another compartment that looks like it's beginning to weaken.
So please wrap it up in the last 30, 45 seconds or so, Dr. Benderev, for pelvic organ prolapse and your treatments at Mission Hospital.
Well, we're very lucky. We have the first center in the country where we combine urology and gynecology here at Mission Hospital. So we have the most up-to-date treatments available, and we also have a lot of experience having done this for nearly 25 years. So we look to see about restoring normal function. That's what's important, normal function and anatomy. conservative, and we have everything available to us to the most advanced.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Ted Benderev. You're listening to Mission Radio. For more information, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission, the number 4 health.com. This is Melanie Cole for Mission Radio. Thanks for listening.